come you all to our service to worship and to talk to the Lord. And this time that the Lord has something to tell us this morning. And I am so happy and privileged to stand before you to share the word of the living God and to know what is his will this morning. Before we share this word of life, let us talk to the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, it is time that we have come to the throne of glory. At this time, we are waiting for you to speak to each one of us. May you open our hearts that these words of life may have a place in our lives, and that it may become a spring of living water to those around us and those who don't know you. We pray that this morning, Father, you may touch each one of us, those who have come with their petitions, with their thanksgiving, that they may have a blessing when they leave this holy place of worship. Father, use me as a vessel. Through me, your word may go to your people. I'm not worthy before you, but thank you because you are using the weak, that you may show to the world that you are great, you are the creator, and you are the giver of everything. Speak to us now, Father, as we listen. Even those who are on the way, even those who will not be here, Father, speak to them wherever they are. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. Our message this morning is entitled, Faithful to God, Both in Good and Bad Times. Or sometimes we can rephrase it, thankful or thank God, both good and bad times. We are living in times that we are not sure what is coming next. Nobody can tell whether it's going to rain or not. Seasons have changed. For example, right now, here in Minnesota, it should be so cold, is it? Is it cold now? It is like summertime. It feels like summer anyway. These have changed. Things have changed. The old say, we never see things this way. We never did things this way. People never used to behave this way. Pastors of these days never are like pastors of those days. Children were so respectful and obedient than children of today. Children of today don't care. That is what people say. That is what the old folks say. Things have changed. Those days, families that love and stay together, caring for one another. But today, people don't care. Today, families are disintegrated. Children are running away from home. Divorce is lumbered. Marriages which were meant to be permanent are just a contract which works when things go the way I want them to go, and it ceases when things are bad and don't work the way I want them to work. Yes, this life we are confronted with bad things and good things. We cannot avoid them. We don't invite them to come to our lives. They just come. If we have never experienced both of them, at least you have experienced one of them. This is just the way of life. Yes, the Bible is very clear. It spells out what it wants to tell us. Even though it is difficult to hear, Paul says, be thankful, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. From the book of 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. And that is where we are going to base our sermon this morning. Be joyful always. That is another version. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The words are hard, but we need to wrestle with them. This is a tough verse for many. How can I give thanks to God? How can I be faithful to God in all circumstances? In all these bad things going on? Is there something that I can thank God for? For the person who recently divorced, is there something to thank God for? For the person who has a miscarriage of a baby they wanted badly, is there something to thank God for? For the person whose body is devastated by the treatment they are receiving, is there something I can thank God for somebody who is in that situation? For person who feels they are barely existing in the nursing home, is there something to be thankful to God for? For the person who is overwhelmed by financial demands, doesn't have a job, has a mortgage to pay, has some bills to pay, is there something that he can praise and thank God for? Can he be joyful? For the person who has helplessly see their child suffer, for the person who lives with a cloud of depression over them, for the person who recently stood at the fresh, dark grave of someone they love, for the person who feels suffocated by their loneliness, for the family in Texas who recently lost their mother and son in a tragic road accident, is there something that they can thank God for? In each of these cases, the idea of giving thanks or being faithful is very difficult. Very difficult. In fact, it is just difficult. It seems impossible. Let us look at what Paul says, or what Paul is saying, and see if we can understand what his words mean. Paul says from that book, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in every circumstance, for these is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Why thankful? Why be thankful in every circumstance? First, God wants us to give thanks in the good times because thanksgiving promotes God's glory and develops humility in us. It gives us, it makes us to be humble and give honor and glory to God in those circumstances. We must give thanks in good times because it reminds us that every good and perfect gift comes from above. We are to give thanks in the good times because giving thanks makes us appreciate what we have been given. A person who is always complaining and never grateful is a person who does not know the richness of life. When we take the time to count our blessings, when we make it a point to focus on the wonderful things we have been given, we appreciate life even more. So, church, this morning, when you see good things going on in your life, thank God, give honor and glory to God. Sometimes we tend to forget and think that that is how life continues. God wants us to give thanks in difficult times because it is an act of faith. When difficulties comes in our lives, this is where an act of faith comes in. This is where we have to trust the Lord. This is where we have to have that close relationship with God. When things are tough, it makes faith to thank God for our circumstances. We must really believe that God has a plan we do not see. We must really believe that His wisdom is beyond our own. Giving thanks in difficult times requires something more than superficial faith. It is not easy. But God tells us, give thanks to the Lord in all circumstances. What can we thank God for in tragic times, when we are in trouble, when you have failed your exam, when you don't know what to do, the expectations you had didn't work. Let us be honest. When tragic times hit, there doesn't seem to be much to be thankful for. Is that true, church? When it strikes, really, it is in your flesh. There is nothing you can see beyond that tragic which you can thank God for. For example, that family in Texas, when she was driving her two children to school that morning and met that tragic accident, the mother died and one child survived. What is there to thank God for? Are we to give thanks for the headache? Are we to give thanks for the devastation? Are we supposed to be glad to our world is coming in? No, it is okay. It is okay to hurt. It is okay to confess our pain and even our anger. God is not asking us to pretend. He's not asking us to say that painful things are good. What He wants for us is to confess that He is good. There are many things to give thanks for in the midst of this headache, in the midst of this tragedy. We give thanks to God for He is working beyond circumstances. This is certainly a declaration of faith. In the midst of devastating times, we usually don't see anything God could possibly be doing in our circumstances. It seems shallow to quote verses about God working for the good. All the evidence tells us that situations is not good, at least not from our perspective. Not from our perspective. Not from the one who is involved. For example, does a football player feel grateful for hard workouts? Do they feel happy about them? Basketball, waking up very early in the morning, at maybe 4, going out to practice, it is not acceptable, feels it is denying one sleep. It seems like a cruel and unusual punishment, but it is good. Yes, it is. Do we feel grateful when it comes time to exercise in the morning? Not usually. It seems like a damn thing to do when we would rather be sleeping. But it is good. Do you feel good when every day the teacher gives you a bunch of homeworks to be turned the following day? You feel good when you get all those bunch of homework you're supposed to sleep? No, we gamble. But it is good. It is good when graduation comes and you are putting on that gown and a crown. We will be glad in all circumstances. We gambled about. Life is of full of these situations. What good could God bring out of a tragic accident? I don't know. What good can God bring out of cancer? I don't know. What possible work can God be doing that will make a tragic, like the September 11, seem to make no sense? Many people died. Families lost their loved ones. I don't know. All I know is what he tells us. He has not abandoned his throne. He is still in control. He knows what he is doing. Someday we will see his plan and we will rejoice and give thanks. For now, we can only give thanks for the promise. Church, we can be confident that he is the creator, he is the giver of life. And whatever is promised, he has promised, is true to the letter. We give thanks because we affirm trust and yes, even celebrate the character of God. Even when the circumstances make no sense, we give thanks to God. God is good. He is not evil. He is not arbitrary. God has a reason for everything he does. Whether we understand it or not, we give thanks for the world is not as chaotic as often it seems. We thank God because we are living, we are alive, we can come and worship. David said, we should give thanks because the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Psalms 100, verse 5. David recognized that God is love, and his love endures forever. The Lord is good. What an important statement this is. The world is often evil, but God is good. He loves. His love never wavers. We may waver in our love for him, but he never wavers in his love for us. Church, we need to understand that God loved us when we were yet sinners. That is the time he sent his only son to die on the cross because of you and me. We have to recognize that. He loves us even when we are in those situations which we cannot understand why. We give thanks for sure. We give thanks for a sure hope beyond the grave. In the midst of many tragic times, death is lurking somewhere in the picture. The pain is either caused by death of someone we know or by the threat of death. Knowing that there is life beyond the grave softens the headache. Knowing that this life is not all, there is a blessing we should thank God for. Brothers and sisters, we should thank God that there is life beyond the grave. Even those who have died in Christ Jesus, there is hope that that morning when he comes back, they will arise and rejoice with him. We give thanks for the Savior who made this hope possible. We should give thanks to God's plan to save us. We should give thanks for the baby in the manger, the teacher on the hillside, the Savior on the cross, the resurrected Lord, and the coming King of Kings. We give thanks for Jesus in every circumstance because he is our reason of hope. It is faith in him that has made us new. It is faith in his provision that brings us eternal life. When we are in a tragic circumstance or in a bad situation or we are in bad times, we need some strength beyond us to empower our faith to stand in those times. We give thanks for a supernatural strength to get through devastation. We give thanks for God who really does understand our pain. We are told that Jesus was acquainted with all grief. He lived in this life. He knew what it was like to be rejected. He knew what it was like to face temptation of every kind. He knew what it was like to lose people he loved. Most people believe that Jesus' father died while he was young. Jesus knew what it was like to be misunderstood. He knew what it was to be hurt. And Jesus knows us. There is no one who understands us like he does. That is the Savior we worship. That is the one who has told us, rejoice in everything, in every circumstance. He knows it. He went through that. Why then do we often neglect to give thanks in good times? When things go well, we feel contented and feel that we are okay. We don't even remember that we need to talk to him. We wake up in the morning and go to our business without minding. Why do we do that? Why do we forget? We have looked plenty at the hard times. But some of us feel that sense of devastation in your life. For some, your life is going really well. Everything seems to be falling into place. Sometimes these are the most dangerous times of life. When things are okay, when you see other people undergoing some difficulties, when we hear of wars and rumors of wars in other countries, And we have peace here, and we can go on in our daily life. We can have plenty to eat. Sometimes these are some of the most dangerous times in life. When times go well, it is easy to take things for granted. The simple pleasures are overlooked. Blessings is expected rather than received with gratitude. Have you ever thought about how many things we take for granted every single day? If I ask that question, some of you will not be even able to tell me what are the things we take for granted. Have you ever thought that the air you breathe, suppose the owner takes it, will we be alive? The air we breathe, breathing air in the morning, when we wake up in the morning, that is something we need to thank God for. Why do we take things for granted? Here are some of the reasons, church. Sometimes we neglect to give thanks because we feel we have earned what we have. We have worked hard and things have worked out. We seem to feel that our blessings are the result of our goodness. We don't need to give thanks because we have earned everything we have. I've worked hard for these things. I've gone to school. I've got the education. And now let me sit down and relax and enjoy life. I don't think I need to point out what dangerous situation this is. Sometimes we neglect to give thanks because we are too greedy, yearning for more. We are too busy looking at what we would like to have rather than thanking God for what we do have. Brothers and sisters, we want more. We want more. We are greedy for more. And that is why we don't have even half time to thank God for something that He has done to our lives. We are too busy looking for more rather than thanking God for what we have. As agile, I remember always, this is one of the speakers saying here, and I would like to quote him. As agile, I remember always feeling somewhat improvised at Christmas. I'd look at the Sears Christmas catalogue and see all the stuff I did not have. In the process, I neglected to be grateful for the many things I did have, the material stuff, two parents who loved me, a warm home, great sisters, good food at every meal, the opportunity for a good education, a Christian upbringing, a large extended family, and so very much more. Brothers and sisters, do we thank God for having our parents alive, those who do? Do we thank God for the brothers and sisters we do have? We are not lonely. We have our Christian parents who have brought us up the way we should be. We need to thank God for that. But these are things we take for granted. Children, you have many toys in the house. You don't thank God for those ones you have. But when you go to the store, you need more. And even when your friend comes to the house and they say, can I have this? He has nothing. She has nothing. But you can say, no, these are mine. Just one. And you say, no, they are mine. You need more. Sometimes we neglect to give thanks because we have taken what we have for granted. When was the last time you gave thanks for the simple things like those mentioned above? When was the last time you really said thank you for God's grace, His forgiveness, His Spirit who guides, directs, and empowers you. When was the last time you thanked God for the Bible and its ability to get the heart of any problem? When was the last time you gave thanks for the many teachers, others, and influential people God has brought into your lives? When was the last time you thanked God for the church and the people who stand at your side? Giving thanks keeps us from taking blessings of life for granted. Brothers and sisters, let us give thanks to God for everything. If we give thanks to God for everything, that means we are not taking things for granted. We have understood what the Bible is saying to us. When you wake up, and even when you go hungry, you don't have any breakfast, thank God for that, because you are alive. There are those who have plenty of that, but they are not alive. They are in pain. They cannot walk around and enjoy what is there. Giving thanks keeps us from taking the blessings of life for granted. When we don't thank God for the good things, we lose our ability to recognize that they are good times. We shouldn't need a tragedy to wake us up to the things that should be cherished. James tells us that every good and perfect gift is from above. We need to work to give more than superficial thanks to God in good times, just like we have in bad times. You know, sometimes when it is bad times is when we go to the Lord. And that is very devastating. All times we should go to the Lord. Don't wait until the tragic strikes. I should be just as confident that things are going to work out when they look crazy. When they look bad on your side, you have that confidence that the Lord will turn them to something else. We give thanks for that. When everything looks fine and dark, the opposite is true as well. When though things look peaceful and calm, that is not an indication of security. Our security comes from God. It is not all dependent on what is going on around us, whether it is the economy, finances, our children, our marriages. We can and should trust God with all of it. Brothers and sisters, let us read Romans 8, verse 38. I would like us to read that one. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." All things work for the good of those who love him. And when he loves us, he has something good for us. Can you remember the story of Job? Job. And today we are learning about Job and his friends who came to him, and they were telling him, "Job, you know, this problem has come to you because you have sinned against God. God is just and righteous. The consequences of what is happening in your life, it means you have sinned against God." And Job understood. Job knew who he was. Job has undergone tragedy. He had all these things coming at the same time. But in all those, Job knelt down and worshipped the God who is the creator. Even when his wife was at a point of telling him, "Job, It is too much for you. Why can't you curse that God and you die? You know, it requires that personal relationship with your Creator. Even your family members can come against you. They may try to interfere with your faith. But the Bible tells us whether death, whether whatever the circumstances surrounding us, what will separate us from the love of God? Nothing. Nothing. Praising God is not an option. It is a highest calling. You and I have been called to praise. When circumstances are good, it is easier to praise God. But when things are bad, it is when we must praise God the more. When we praise God, we are acknowledging that He is the source of all blessings and not we ourselves. It is God that gives us wealth and every good thing. Therefore, it is our duty and calling to acknowledge Him regardless of what we are going through, having faith and belief that He will bring us out of every dark valley. It is true, each one of us, we have found ourselves in situations which we don't understand. But this is the time that you have to cling to your God. Never be disappointed. Don't give up. Because beyond the shore, there is life. There is hope. As we continue in this journey, we have to encounter all these circumstances. Are we going to be faithful? Our relationship with God is equivalent, is compared with a marriage wedding or a wedding, whereby the husband and wife give promises or vows to each other that in bad times and good times, I don't know how they go, but I know what they go this way. In bad or good times, nothing will separate us until what? Death. And that is the vows that these people give. And that is the vow that God has given to His church. But sometimes what we see around is that when things work the way I want, then we can stay together. That is why marriages and weddings are no longer the way they are meant in the Bible. They are contracts which can go bad at any time because things didn't work the way I want. But God does not depend on circumstances. He has given us a promise that He will be with us until the end. And that is what it is. And church, be assured that the God we serve is faithful. In all bad times, in all good times, we too, as God's children, we have to be faithful and thankful to God, both in bad times and in good times. Remember, we have to rejoice in all times. People who do not know God and have no relationship with Him point the finger to accusations of Him anytime some things go bad. But those who know Him, those who have relationship and have faith in Him, must give Him praise even when things are going wrong, because praise is what is due Him. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what situation you are in right now. And we all love the fairy tale ending of Joseph's story. And we should, because Joseph's life is a foreshadowing of heavenly reality. God sent His son to die and be raised in order to set His children free. And free indeed. From the book of John 8, verse 36.
There is coming a day when those who are faithful, even to death, that is Revelation 2:10, will hear, "Well done and good faithful servant. You have been faithful ever over the little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." Those are the words we expect each one of us this morning. If we become faithful to God in bad and good times, this is what we are promised, that we have been faithful. We have gone through these circumstances, and we are proven to be faithful. And God will say to us, "You are faithful in few things. Now enter into many things. Enjoy life in the kingdom of glory. Know therefore that God, your God, is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments for 1,000 generations." Brothers and sisters, I don't know, as I've said, the circumstances you are in or the situation you are in, but let us be a learning experience to know your Creator even more, to be strengthened in your faith, that all these things are just for a time, are just for a time, and they will pass. And beyond the shore, beyond the tunnel, is a light. There is light. And that life is life eternal. Philippians 4:11-13, it says, "I am not saying these things because I am in need, or because I'm in need. I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances." This is Paul saying again. "I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned to the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me the strength." Church, this morning, that is our hope. That is what God wants us to do this morning. We have to be faithful in everything, in every situation. Faithful to God both in good and bad times. I know there are those who are struggling with life. Some have immigration problems, but God is there with you. Praise the Lord at the moment you are and give honor and glory to him. Tomorrow, he knows he will take care of that. And that is why Paul says, "I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me the strength." May God bless you this morning as we sing song 530, "It Is Well With My Soul."